So now you have a fourplex, is that correct?
Correct. We have one fourplex.
How much did you pay for it?
$136,000.
And what was your estimated projected cash flow?
Our estimated monthly projected cash flow is about $320 a month.
Did that happen?
Not exactly how we planned.
What happened?
What we had found is we had some unexpected expenses come our way, and part of which we could have foreseen had we done our due diligence process correctly. What had happened is that we actually were notified by the city that our property needed a new driveway. When we purchased the property, the driveway was dirt, and there seemed to be no issues with that. But as we later learned, it was actually an ordinance violation, and so we ended up spending a considerable amount of money for us out of pocket in order to fix that up. One thing that we did actually find, though, is that we had, when we originally looked at the property, we had actually overstated the expenses. And so we're actually getting close to $450 a month in cash flow with the exception of these extra expenses.
So you're going to break even the first year.
Yeah, we should break even the first year if we don't break any more ordinances. But one of the reasons we liked the property is everybody was on month-to-month leases, or the lease was up within a month of after we got the property. The rents were low. We lifted the rents and were able to get some better cash flow right off the bat.
Good. So will you ever forget that lesson you learned about the importance of due diligence?
Never. Never.
No. It was a good learning experience. We now have a stricter process of what we look for, of what we check off. We let a lot of things kind of go by, just kind of fly by us. We were just trying to get the deal done.
Right.
And that was important for us to get a deal done because it was our first one. It's also important to make sure that you cross all your T's and dot your I's because it'll affect your cash flow.
Right. But there's certain things you can't foresee. Is that true?
That is very true. We were not in a position where we could foresee a new driveway.
That's
right. You know, we didn't see that type of a situation coming. We've had some other things that we didn't foresee either, but had a smaller result.
So you're glad you started with a smaller deal, right?
Yeah, we took a small deal on so that we could understand the fundamentals of what was going on. When we estimated our property, we left a lot of cushioning. And then, two, we left some cash off to the side since we knew we were beginners and we knew that we needed to be somewhat conservative, but yet we wanted to jump in and move.
So I understand you did the same thing I did with rents. What did you learn about rents, the price of rents, and the market dictates the price of that rent?
You bet, Robert. Well, it was a very interesting story. When we did take over the property, there was one unit that was vacant. And what we ended up doing was we knew when we took that property over, we were going to go in and fix it up. So as we were going through the process, the contractor that we used to lay the tile said, "Oh man, this place looks great. You can easily get $500 for it."
So you took advice from a general contractor?
We took advice from a general contractor, and what we went out and we had actually estimated that we would be able to get $450 a month. And we did that by surveying the rents in the area and based and compared, you know, our property and our unit to some of those other in the area. What we found out is we actually went out and increased the rent, or we attempted to increase the rent to about $485. And which was a little less, but we figured we might be able to get a little bit more out of this. And after about a 3-week period of time, we had no one of interest. We lowered the rent back to the $450, which we originally knew was the correct price.
Which was part of your projections and the analysis.
Which was exactly that. We knew that that was the price range when we took the property over. And within 4 days, we had somebody already moved in.
So what was the process, Justin? You said when you came down to the market, and the market is the people who are going to rent from you, what happened right after that?
Oh, it went in 2 seconds. Also, we were wasting a lot of time going down and meeting people, and that was, you know, precious time for us. So what we did is we started setting up appointments at certain times during the day that anybody that called us that we'd meet. And I scheduled 3 appointments together at the same time and had people fighting over it and basically said, "Well, the first person that gives me $100, it's theirs. It's locked up. Sign this contract. You have your deposit." And it was done. It took a week and it was done. So we definitely learned our lesson, and we waited too long because we still had phone calls, because we still had a for rent sign up there and people were still interested in the property. But we were wondering why it wasn't going. We're like, people are obviously interested and they know what the price is, but they just weren't going to stomach it. So
that's right. The market knows when the price is too high.